Isaiah Thomas been out there, bro, talking this talk, man. And
talking greasy.
Demon. I mean, demon his respect that's got to be placed upon his name, man. I got to give Zeke that, man, because I'm born 1980, so I remember prime Pistons, and Zeke was that guy. Like, he wasn't just a guy.
Yeah, he wasn't that scrub.
He was that guy and a champion and, you know what I'm saying, led those Pistons teams. So it got me to thinking, like, you know, the respect he won on his name, like, all right, I got to give him that. So it made me think, bro, what's your top three point guards of all time, man?
I'll start off.
Go ahead. Let's do it. Let's do it 3-2-1.
Okay.
3-2-1.
Go ahead,
Meezy. Yeah, so give me your number three, your number two, and then your number one.
My number
My number three would be
Isaiah Thomas. My number two would be Jason Kidd. And my number one would be Curry.
Dang.
Okay. You got D-Rod.
I feel like you gotta have Jason.
It's crazy. Kidd in there. So for me, my number three would be Jason Kidd. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm a big Jason Kidd fan. Number two would be I'm gonna go outside the box. I'm gonna say John Stockton. And my number one is Magic Johnson.
Damn, my list.
Oh shit. Hey,
my list pretty similar.
No, I'm tripping. I forgot about Magic.
Hold on, we let you review, because this is funny. This is our list.
I got a double back.
This ain't pre-rehearsed at all. So it's funny how close I listen, which speaks to those people's reputations, and you gotta give it to them. So for me, three would be Kidd. I always been a big Kidd fan. Probably the purest point guard in that form of just a distributor. The best court vision I probably ever seen.
Outside of LeBron, to be honest, yeah.
He's there, man. Well, for one, like, when we're talking point guards, I think that's kind of like my biggest thing. I'm going to go Kidd 3. I'm going to go Zeke 2. I'm going to go Isaiah Thomas 2. And I'm going to go Magic 1. And the only reason, like, you brought up Curry, only reason I don't have Curry up there, he don't have a vision. He don't have a court vision. He's the greatest shooter I've ever seen. But he doesn't have that vision like these guys got, where it's just they see it developing and they know where to place the ball, like, right in perfect situations.
And see for me, like, the reason why I don't have Curry up in there, Curry there for the same thing. And I think he's more of a shooting guard than a point guard. Granted, he's listed as a point guard,
right?
But I kind of put him in that category with Allen Iverson. Yes, Allen Iverson was a point guard, but was he really? Because he shot.
That's really more for defensive purposes.
Yeah. So it's like, I have him in that category. So for me, like I said, Jason Kidd 3, 2, John Stockton. I don't know how John Stockton is not great. Maybe he might not, because he don't have the championships, but we cannot deny, like, he's like the all-time steals leader. He's the all-time assist leader.
Yeah.
Like, he can shoot.
That goes to vision, like you said. Yeah. I mean, that means he sees those lanes and gets and steal the rock there. And he sees the lanes opening up on the other side and distributes it. I'm probably just hating on Stockton because I just never liked him.
I think right. if Chris Paul wins a championship or two, maybe he has a strong discussion to probably make it into that top three, because I think he's very similar to what John Stockton did. It's just, I think, his health. Like, early in his career, he wasn't all that healthy.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's funny because he's healthier now.
Yeah, he's healthier now than he was before. I think they're very similar as far as assists, steals. You know, Chris Paul always was in the top in steals, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. He can shoot. He can do a lot of stuff. So if he wins a championship, I still wouldn't put him in that top three, but he – definitely,
he got a raise in the discussion.
Yeah, he got a raise in the discussion. So I think that he was there. Granted,
he's one of my favorite players.
Yeah.
But yeah, Meezy, you ain't had Magic.
Yeah, I'm geeking.
Oh, you want something?
I'm gonna play K Kid. I'm gonna put Curry. I have to have Curry in that field. Y'all make valid points though, but I'm gonna put Zeke at three, Curry at two, and Magic at one, and Jason Kidd like at 3/4 ish.
I got you. That's fair. Because
Kidd, I understand about the four division at point guard and stuff, but he changed the way people play. Right. Some people say Kidd was one of the best 3-point shooters of all time, though.
I don't know if he was one of the best 3-point shooters.
Shit, no.
I don't know about that. He might have made it.
I mean, he's up there.
He might have had a decent percentage.
He's up there in 3-point percentage, I think, though.
Yeah, but like at first he never took them. He really didn't even start taking threes till he got with the Nets.
Yep.
When it was him and Kenyon Martin and Vince Carter. That's when he really started just even taking threes. He was just always, and I think that was just something he worked real hard on the offseason to get together. So because they kept giving it to him. Because he couldn't shoot. So it was like, shit, just give him that. He can have that.
Yeah, you know, so I'm looking up. So his field goal percentage for his career is 40%. His 3-point percentage is only 34%.
Yeah,
but when he got to Dallas, his 3-point percentage kind of went up. It started to go up some. So he was like at 46, 40, 42%. It kind of went up in the latter years.
Okay, Dallas. Yeah.
His Dallas years.
That's where he won the title. My fault. Yeah, yes. I didn't mean to say the Nets. Yeah, it was the Dallas. Yeah, because I remember it, which it was just smart. It was like I said, it was just one of those shots that they knew he couldn't make for the longest. So he spent all offseason just practicing it. Like, all right, if they're going to give it to me, I got to start making a believer out of him. So I don't know. Yeah, I'm definitely not putting him up the all-time 3-point shooters. He just, to me, was, like I said, the definition of point guard. Just see the floor, run the ride.
Point guard, yeah.
Yeah, just get it out there, man, and let the players make plays. Now, Magic, you know, Magic was the first LeBron.
Yep.
And that's why I always tell people, like, the reason y'all get so bent out of shape is because y'all keep comparing LeBron to Michael Jordan. Well, LeBron grew up, Michael Jordan was the man, like, for me. So, yes, he idolized him in that way and wanted to wear number 23 and all that. But his game was never similar. It was never the same kind of game at all. His game is way more comparable to Magic Johnson. Magic revolutionized the game. 6'9" point guard, incredible vision, handles. Like, you know, it was just watching something. It was magic. You know what I mean? It was like, what is this guy doing?
Yeah, same thing we did for
LeBron.
When
LeBron was like, go ahead. Go ahead, me.
No, I just say he had eyes behind his head.
Oh, yeah. And, it's funny too, because it's like four highlights of this big 6'9" ass nigga dunking.
Bro, that's what blew my mind. Like, you 6'9" on a breakaway and you lay it up.
Bro. Magic got like four career dunks, bro. That's crazy.
Man, that's
that is wild.
Bro, that's definitely crazy. Like, I don't know, man.
Let's do one more before we get out of here, because this is one of my favorite. Let's do your top three centers.
Go ahead, Meezy. You go.
That's a
good one.
I gotta start because that you got me with that one. So I gotta start at one. I can't go 3-1. One is Shaq. Two, the Dream. And three. David Robinson.
All right.
Man, it's crazy. Hey, Meezy, it's ours. Our first two are the same. I got Jack first. I got
Elijah. I was thinking Ross about Moses second. Malone too, but
I got Shaq second. I mean, not Shaq second. I got who did I say? Who did we just
Akeem.
Say? Akeem.
You second. Said Elijah one second. Yeah.
Yeah, and then third for man, it's a toss up because I'm too young for the Wilt and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar thing. So it's like I really don't Bill Russell. Like I'm really into. But see, the thing is, I don't the competition that they play.
Yeah, I ain't going for that Bill Russell shit.
Yeah, like the competition was hey, because the competition was me and you back then. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't having it. I ain't having that Bill Russell shit at all. I'm talking to somebody that brought that man name up. I don't care about him. 13 is no nothing. He got
no disrespect.
You know what's crazy for me, and this is just for me. I think that if Embiid wins a title or two, I might have to put him third, bro. I ain't even gonna lie to you. So for me right now, third would probably be like See, Tim Duncan is a power forward, but you know, he played a lot of center once David Robinson was gone. You know what I'm saying? So, it's for me, the third is close and it's kind of tough because you got Patrick Ewing. You know what I'm saying? I was a Ewing fan. Ewing was actually pretty good. that's what, see, but what was wrong with him? What was wrong with him?
No, he was good, but the top three, I can't go for that neither.
That's what, because for me, I think centers is kind of different. See, I can't say Will, because I think that the competition that he played was.
Yeah, but you got to play who you got to play.
All right, then. Well, fuck it. I go Will.
Would you think it's crazy if somebody put Jokic at three?
Who?
Jokic? Nah, he hasn't. He still got a little time. Like I think when his career is all said and done, then they'll say
he got two MVPs. Embiid don't got none.
But he should only have one.
Well, but Embiid's probably gonna win it this year, right? And then it's like the championship. So it's like. Is that into consideration as being one of the top of all time? Because if he don't win a championship, then it's hard for me to put him. Right. You know what I'm
especially
saying?
Like, because he's the centerpiece of that team.
Yeah.
So it's like Shaq, centerpiece of the team, got rings. Olajuwon, centerpiece of the team, got rings.
Dwight?
Dwight who? What? Man, I know damn well you bring Dwight Howard up.
Dwight Howard.
Well, let's go get Dwight on to the show. Like, I don't even want to do my talk.
His Wikipedia and look at his accolades, man.
Man, if you gonna get the fuck out of here, Dwight Howard trash ass. Dwight Howard, bro. I was sad when we signed Dwight Howard. I was sad.
Measy, do you think Dwight Howard was as dominant as Shaq in his time?
Hell no.
Because they're very similar.
I'm just saying.
Okay, like, so because no, hold on, wait, hold on, wait. Let me explain myself first. Because they're very similar. They're both more around the rim type centers. They can't shoot really outside of that. But Shaq was so dominant, and nobody could not stop him. You know what I'm saying? Dwight is similar. Well,
Shaq was averaging like 30 and 20 though. So
yeah,
that's a different kind of dominant.
Got you. That's what I'm saying. So I don't. Nah, I can't. Dwight, nah.
Dwight's game was too high school to me. He never developed his game. Like, if Dwight could have developed anything in his game, then I would have been a bigger fan of Dwight Howard. Dwight Howard.
I feel you on that.
Plus, he was too sassy for me, too. I'm telling you, when we got him at the Rockets, I wasn't happy at all. I was upset. Like, man, look at this shit.
Yeah, Dwight was a cornball.
For sure.
One more thing about Bill Russell, I'll take Brooke Lopez over that man.
Man, chill out, man. Hold on, man. Chill out. All right, let me do my three because you disrespectful. You disrespectful as hell. Number three, Bill Russell.
Okay, now I'm not no Bill Russell.
Man, get out of here. That man beat who he had to beat. What you want him to do? And he beat civil injustice or disjustice or one of them good words. He was in a situation he couldn't even buy a house in Boston, nigga, and he was Bill Russell. Better watch that man Netflix special. Put some respect on Bill's name, bro.
Yeah, I ain't talking about all that. I'm just talking about the basketball.
No, I am. Hey, that man, he was the first guy to He's the smartest blocker of all time. What'd you say?
I said Larry on him brought up social justice, talking about Bill Russell. That's where we at, Rudy, right now.
No. Bill Russell is the second greatest blocker of all time. He's the second greatest blocker because Bill blocked like Olajuwon blocked. It ain't swatted into the crowd. You block the ball, you catch it, and you go back the other way.
Bro,
and he was the coach. He was the coach of his team.
I'll take my new bowl. No.
all right. Let me finish my list so we can go on. Because you talking crazy now, man. You
said my new nah, bowl. I'm playing.
Get the fuck out of here. I won't take bowl. I won't take bowl over the new bowl. How you name your kid bowl? The fuck? Hey, what's the kid name? Hey, man, fuck that nigga, man. They just was like, all right, whatever. Bowl, man. We don't give a damn. You don't give a fuck? We don't give a fuck. All right, let me. bowl. Oh. Bro. Number two is Shaq. And number one is Hakeem Olajuwon. We gave my boy Akeem did it all.
Yeah.
Two rings to his name. Shaq, obviously the most dominant force down low we probably ever saw. I hate how Shaq went out too, though. Shaq was on every team by the time he was done. I was like, all right, man. I'm tired, man.
He was at the Celtics, the Cavaliers. It was like.
You ever seen that rainbow they made of Shaq? With the jersey he had on? That shit was like a red one. For
the Heat,
yeah, the Heat, and like an orange one for Phoenix, like a yellow one for shit. I don't know. The joker had a jersey for everything. I know he had a Celtics one.
Oh my
Magic,
God.
Yeah, Lakers. Oh yeah, yellow was Lakers. Yeah, yellow was the Lakers. Was Roy G was the Celtics. Blue was Orlando.
Purple. You say purple was Phoenix.
Yeah, well, I think orange was Phoenix. Whatever. A lot of teams. I hated how he went out. I thought for a legend like that, I was like, hey, man, quit playing, bro. Like, what you doing with one-year contracts? Like, you that dude, man.
Because you're a legend. It was about championships. It was just like, let me just latch on. Let me get somebody.
Not really, though, because, like, that Cavs team he was on, them Celtics team, them teams won't win no damn championships. I don't know what was up with Shaq then, man. Anyways. Let's get on into this show, bro. 30, 20.
What is this?
It's 26 degrees.
Keeping it interesting as usual. I am most gracious, humble. Host Larian, aka iPod. I got a couple more to knock out this week, man. If you rock with movies, bro, check out I got a new one movie podcast. If you want to hop on the jump, talk with me sometime, man. Talk movies with me. I got one called I Seen That, man. So holla at me, man. Check us out. It's out on all the streaming platforms. And if you're a movie buff like me, you might chop it up about some stuff. The next one we're going to do is about the new Shazam, but me and my boy Alec. Anyways, I'm here with my Cody, my main man, Turnpike Music. Please say the Turnpike.
Yo, what it do, man? Shout out to the fans hanging with the gang another week, another episode, 26 degrees. And Larry, I'm definitely going to hop on that. I didn't even know you had that.
It's brand new, man. We only got one episode watching, out. So.
Okay.
Yeah, we did the first one we covered.
I love me some good movies.
The first one we covered was Creed 3. And actually, I did a throwback movie called Gladiator, bro. It's really, really bad with Cuba Gooding Jr. But I liked it as a kid, so I was like, let's watch that one. And then I watched it, and I was like, yo, this movie's terrible, bro. also with us, man, is the fourth tire, you know what I'm saying? Keep this thing rolling. X had to use a little PTO today. So we without X for the day, but our homeboy D Rob is here, fourth member of the 26, well, fifth, including Maul. Say what's up to the people, D Rob.
What up? What's happening? What's up, Canes fans? What's up, fellas? You know, another beautiful Sunday. You know,
right?
It's great. Beautiful, man. This weather's lovely, man. Weather's lovely out here, man.
Look at him. You ain't lying. it's great out here today, man. Spring is in the air. It's, you know, when I first got here, down here, man, it was some real aggressive, mean-spirited days. But lately, it's actually been pretty nice out. Get a little breeze blowing through. You know, it's not actually not the worst of the weather, man. Florida could be a little mean-spirited when it want to be. But, y'all boys got into what you got into last weekend, man? Was that Easter last weekend?
That was Easter last weekend. Oh yeah, Easter was last Sunday.
Last weekend, yeah.
Yeah. So what y'all did last weekend, man?
Nothing, man. I just cooked on Easter.
Cooked your fam, right?
Yeah, my sister. She came through. I had a the day before Saturday. I got some youngins I teach. They had a 7-on-7 football game. So I went out there, show support for them boys. But I was just cooling for real. You know, I was just cooling. I'm on spring break this week, so it's super lit.
It's up.
It's super lit.
It's up, and it will not come down. I feel you.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying?
I've been cooling. What y'all boys had going on? D-Rock, we been up too.
On that, man, you know what I'm saying, spring break, you know, the family, we went up to my in-laws in Atlanta, you know, went to the little church service, you know, that Sunday, because, you know, that's the tradition, you know, Easter Sunday, you know, you got to go to church. So we went to church. You know, my wife and my daughter, they stayed up there. I drove back down with my son because, you know, I got to go to work. So it was the spring break. You know, Georgia spring break is this week for most of it. Last week. So they just got back in town a little bit early today, so I just chilled, man. Just, you know, just not having them at the house. It was relaxing a little bit, not having to worry about too much. I know they was in good hands, so I was just, you know, I just chilled and relaxed, man. That's all. I ain't do too much.
So we all washed. Ain't no need to get no deeper into it. I ain't did nothing either. Sat around, speak of Pikachu. She popping up in the background. Yeah. Same thing, man. They ain't did too much. I worked on Friday, crashed out. Saturday was vibing. I went out a little bit, let the city smell my cologne a little bit. And then Sunday, I was chilling, man. Got on the show with y'all. So, anyways, that's cool, man. It's a watch committee in the city. I like it, man. I like it when, like, I know I'm surrounding myself with other people that ain't finna get in the shit. What y'all doing, man? Yeah, we need to get up and do something. Yeah, like, y'all know damn well we sleepy. Man. Yeah, no damn well you sleepy by 10 o'clock. What the hell we gonna get into? Anyways, let's talk some games, man. We just come off the spring game. I mean, it's a spring game, so you know, we ain't really particularly formatted. But I'm thinking, let's just do it real simple, man. Let's kind of go with the good things that you kind of enjoyed from just the game you did get to watch. I watched it. I actually watched it twice, so I got a chance to you know, give it another viewing and kind of give some, you know, more thought to it. I'll start with probably I'm gonna go with actually I'll start I'm gonna start with something that disappointed me actually. I'm gonna flip it around a little bit. Chikari, I didn't. He just couldn't find any rhythm out there.
Yeah, I ain't like that neither.
That was a little concerning to me, considering all the good things we had been hearing, and you know we ran the ones on ones and twos on twos format, so it wasn't like he was going up against the first team. So it was fairly evenly matched, and I just felt like he couldn't quite find the rhythm out there. I'm not overly concerned about it, but I just didn't like it. I really want to see him get, you know, in a little bit of a rhythm out there. But he could be like TVD, because, you know, remember TVD started out rough, like every game at first. when we started him, and then he would just find his rhythm as the game goes on. You don't really want to be in that position all the time, but that was one thing I took that I was.
Yeah, like, I think Curry might have got like down on himself. Seemed like.
I think it was more. I think it probably was nervousness, and also I think learning a new offense. It's not even about learning a new offense. I just think it's nervous in him not trying to mess up. I think that's really what it was.
Yeah, I think the offense is pretty simple for him.
Yeah, it's simple. It's simple. And it's like what people were saying in practices, saying, oh, how he looks good and all this other type of stuff. And then when it's real time, when the lights come on, it's like it was totally different. You know, because I was saying the same thing when I was watching. I was like, bro, what in the heck is going on? Like, he didn't look as polished as we thought.
Right. So, as with the reports. And to me, the reason I say that, he's super important to this class.
Uh-huh.
You know, I heard shout out man David Lake, and I was like, and that's something I've been saying actually for years too. Like, I don't get why kids care about the quarterback they're coming in with so much. He's probably not going to throw you the ball, you know, because
he's not.
Most quarterbacks, especially if you're in a good program, aren't going to play for 2 years. So you really need to be worrying about, especially like if you, okay, you're a wide receiver looking at Miami, you have a very good shot of cracking the rotation year one, if not starting, you know, because we're really rebuilding that room and trying to get the talent level up. So you need to be looking at who's going to be throwing you the football, and that's probably going to be Jakari next year. So I didn't think he advertised well for the program.
You thought about it like that. I get that.
Yeah. I needed him to kind of get out there and shine a little bit, and so them boys would be a little hype and be like, oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's who's going to be your QB.
Yeah, Emery looked more promising than he did Saturday.
Yeah, and that makes sense, because you got if Tyler had another whole year, then we can be like, okay, a lot of those kids would be like, okay, I know that's going to be my QB. But that junk that Brown pulled on Saturday or Friday, it was like,
right.
No, man. Like, but I mean, we'll see. Like I said, he said that he prefers to red shirt. You know what I'm saying? And him saying that lets me know that he knows that he's not ready. He said that he would rather redshirt. He said that about like 2 weeks ago, they interviewed him or whatever. He said that he preferred to, you know, redshirt.
Well, I tell you what. We can
do that, though.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, you can.
Why we can? Why we couldn't?
So if TV goes down, you just put Emery in? Or you just...
No. If he goes down, we go with Jakari. Yeah.
Yeah, but
we just got to keep TVD healthy.
Yeah.
So
that's the big question. Man. But like, he got to stay healthy, man. But you got to think. I mean, last year the line was already in shambles, so it's like, and he got hurt. So you know, whatever. I think the line this year is going to be much, much more better and improved. So hopefully, you know, we won't have to worry about that. I mean, if they go get another quarterback, then shoot, we really won't have to worry, because then for sure we know that Emery and Jakari gonna redshirt.
Yeah, and you know, as far as like quarterbacks goes, I wouldn't. You know, I don't think Mario is ready to turn down the heat on the Aaron Nolan, anyways, just yet. So you know, like I said, quarterbacks don't flip typically as much as we normally see, but it happens for sure. If we go out there and show and prove with TVD, then it would be more attractive. But anyways, that's another story. But anything else that y'all found like a little disappointing in the game itself?
Mine was a player, Jalen Rivers.
Okay. I mean, now speak on that.
He looked terrible. He looked terrible Friday, man. He was getting beat. It seemed like he got down on himself for real after I think Bane or somebody beat him. He was getting like pushed back. I was like, what's going on? Like, it was glaring.
Yeah.
That's a good point, man. Because I caught that on the second watch. So I'm glad you said that. I was like, yeah.
Right. Yeah, it was hilarious.
You know why it was? Shout out X. X said, well, we need Zion back at left tackle. So I was like, oh, why did you say that? So then when I went and rewatched the game, I was like, okay. So,
he looked out of place.
I think he projects better back inside where he was at guard.
They do that cross training thing, but he's not.
But without Zion, he ended up out there. And I don't know. Again, man, these coaches, man, don't blow no smoke, bro, because we got to go talk about this shit. Y'all telling me this guy is the guy, but yeah, I'm with you.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, it's supposed to be a solid starter right here. Like one of our best on linemen down there.
Yeah, but when I looked at the group chat, when I seen the message, when X said, man, we need Zion back then. Look, I fell out. I said, oh, man.
That's what made me notice.
I read the message. I was cracking up. I said, oh, man. And then that's what made me pay attention to it, too. When he said that, because I really wasn't paying attention at first, but as it went on, I was like, oh my gosh, like X right.
Yeah,
because nobody really pays attention to the old line watching a football game for the first time. Like, you're not really seeing
right. I'm like that. I usually look at the trenches more on the rewatch to see who getting their ass whooped and see why some of this stuff happening. So hopefully Zion is still just a bubble wrap situation where they just like it ain't worth it. I say another thing I was a little disappointed in is we didn't have the full starting first team on the O-line.
Because
they said Cohen tweaked his knee a little bit in the warm-ups. So he decided not to go with him. And nobody knows, to my understanding, what the deal with Inez Cooper was. So it's a little disappointing not to have that full first team since they was doing one-on-ones. But all in all, I thought the O-line looked pretty solid, even with those guys missing off the first team. Real quick then, so what y'all think the starting line to be now, right? So we seen Jalen at left. None of us like that. So I'm thinking Zion, Cohen,
Matt Lee.
Lee, Cooper, and Maui Go.
See, I got mine different.
All right, who you got?
So for me, I got Zion, I got Rivers, I got Lee, I got Cohen, and then I got Maui Go. I think that they want to give Cooper another. I think they want to let Cooper redshirt this year because he played last year, but he still wasn't ready. Mm-hmm. His body wasn't there, none of that. So I think that they probably really do want to redshirt him. You know what I'm saying? So I think that they'll push Rivers to the right side because he has that guard experience next to Marigoa, who's a freshman. You know what I'm saying? That's why I think that not Rivers, I'm sorry, Cohen. And Cohen already has experience because he was right guard. He played right guard, right tackle at Alabama. So keep him on that right side next to Maui Goa, and then keep Rivers on the left side with Zion because that's where he's always has been. That's what he knows.
I like it. And
I'm gonna go with Roz.
I like that one. Yeah, I like that one better. Actually, yeah, I think and it makes sense, especially when you say putting that veteran next to the freshman. That'll help out. And yeah, I like Rivers at guard. Cooper, though, we gotta give him credit though. He did to all accounts, he has done a lot to reshape his body. I think he lost like 30 pounds. So he has done some things. But yeah, last year, but I just like he's definitely a mauler, man. He's a mauler. He's a guy you can run behind, Pauls for sure. So let's see that. All right, well, what was some of the happies, the positives we took away from it?
I'll start with one. I'm going to go with the linebacker, Maui Goa, man. He's a linebacker we haven't had in a long time. I like what I saw from him. I like what I saw from him. I like how he moves.
Did you see the speed when hold on, wait.
That's what I'm saying.
On that pass, like I was like, whoa. I was like, he got a little speed on him, man.
Yeah,
yeah, we haven't had that in a long time, man. But yeah, I see him like checking everything off. Him and Matt Lee, man. Matt Lee was doing that too. Matt Lee seemed like he's been in this offense for like 3 years, the way he was like checking off, making sure blocking assignments, passing assignments, pass blocking assignments, and everything like that. But yeah, I'm gonna go Matt Lee, Bane, and Molly go the linebacker.
For me, I will go Maui Goa is definitely one. Bane is another. And this is kind of two for one. I would say the cornerbacks, Brown and Porter. They actually played a lot better than what the reports were saying coming out of practice. Like they were saying Brown wasn't like, oh, no, man, he ain't looking too good, but he held it down in the actual spring game. You know, he had a couple nice pass breakups. Did. You know, he actually looked pretty good. You know, they had the one touchdown that TBD just threw a beautiful ball, and George caught it. There's nothing that he could really do about that. But other than that, the cornerbacks, they actually played really well. I was really kind of impressed. Did Graves play? Yes, Graves played. He played. He was with I think he was with like the second team, and I think he did get some first team. Yeah, I think he got like a few first team reps. But like I said, most of the cornerbacks, they actually did really well. They like did really well. I was impressed.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I thought they were in position a lot of time. Most of the time, I thought they were where they needed to be. Thought they played the ball well. I think one of my positives in general was the defense's ability to play some decent pass protection, pass defense, excuse me. That's a good point. I thought the Roberts kid did pretty decent too in his opportunities. I would say one of my positive takeaways was the offensive formations. It was good to see, man. These three wide and four wide sets, man. I was like, oh yeah, come on.
We came out in the four wide. That's first right. Play was a four wide.
Right. Oh, I like that, man. It was just exciting to see that, taking a few shots out of that. I really enjoyed the wide receiver play in general. I think our wide receiver room just constantly gets a bashing. And I always tell people, it's not that these kids that y'all talking about are like bad. It's just saying the Andre Johnson in that room. And that's, right. That's fair. Okay, yeah, we don't have one of those. But yeah. I thought Horton.
Man, Kobe flashed look ability. Good, man.
Who?
Kobe Young. That boy looks good, man. He just looks the part, too.
I like Young, right. I thought Young flashed. I thought Horton flashed.
George was the most impressive to me.
Restrepo.
I think George
Streppel looked good back in stride.
Ray Ray looked good too.
And Ray Ray, I was about to say Ray Ray stood out.
Hey, that's gonna be a bad boy right there.
Yeah, I thought so. I'm like, man, this room is not bad. It's just we spoiled. We used to having the elite of the elite, and of course you want to get that. You'd love to bring in a Jeremiah Smith into this class, to get that elite kid again. But I'm confident that in that room and in this offense, wide receiver won't be a sore spot. Of course, you always want to raise the floor and the level of competition. So sure, if it's a good portal addition, go for it. But I like them. I didn't have no beef with the wide receiver play. And also my boy Chaney looked good as well.
Chaney looked good.
Yeah, man. I just, hey.
I was nervous every time he touched that ball, man.
Man, you too. Young fella done been cut up on a couple of times already as it is. So you just hoping he's mended well. He looked good. And hopefully that'll, you know, translate into the regular season.
How many sacks you said Bane gonna have this year?
I put him down for 8. I say he's gonna lead the team with 8.
He might know some.
Rushing moves on Friday, man. That boy is he's advanced.
He's polished. Well, I mean, he's got the tutelage. You know, you got a brother that's got that kind of access to, you know, film technique. You know, hey, what you think he doing? You don't think he getting it with his little brother? And, you know, little brother want it? You know, one thing is very clear about Reuben Bane is he's mature beyond his years. He's passionate about football.
Yeah, he loves football.
Yeah, you can pick it up. That kid, yeah, he loves it. He wants to be the best. Like, that's in his mindset. It's not, oh, I'm just here. And I'm a hurricane, game over. No. He has in his mind, he wants to leave a mark. Like, he's the kind of kid, I guarantee you, he wants to be the all-time sack leader at Miami. That's just where his head is. Like you said, the pass rush moves.
One guy we weren't thinking about that I had to look back was Cyrus Moss. He had 2 sacks. I mean, he looked real good coming off that edge.
Oh, he's athletic as hell. He
changed the direction too.
He's athletic as hell. It's funny because him and Jason Taylor have a similar frame.
Yep.
And so he's with the perfect coach to teach him how to use, you know, his slighter frame while he tried to pick up some more weight. But he was like 35 in the nation. So he was a fringe 5-star. He was right there at a 5-star. So the talent's going to be there. The athleticism is there. I just want to see him put on 15 pounds. I ain't trying to blow him up, you know, balls like Al Golden and nothing like that. But, just for durability reasons more than anything else. I want him to be able to get out there and play a good season. But you're right. Definitely like what I saw from him. Let's see. Anybody else? I'm with you, Maui Gore. I'm all on the Maui Gore at linebacker. Kiko is
I want to say this before I forget. There's another glaring issue I saw Saturday, and that was at Durham punter.
Did he mess? He only messed up one, didn't he?
He was a walk on. That's the walk on punter. Our actual punter is not on campus yet. No, our starter is not on campus yet.
He in Australia still, right?
Yeah, he's still in Australia. Yeah.
Okay.
He'll be here in the summer.
Hey, look at me. Hey man, I can't do it no more.
That was him.
Nah, that
you
wasn't
make that shit light until you got one, man. You like, bro, this shit is serious. If you ain't got no kicking game, bro, it will really screw you over. I mean, Manny had to deal with that. That was terrible. We had a punter who couldn't punt and a kicker who couldn't kick. That's crazy.
Man, that's crazy.
Insane. It's like, wait a minute. That's literally your job. Boys couldn't do it. But
you're going to lose 3 games off rip just by having that issue.
Just by having such a poor kicking game. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Hell, last season alone, we could have beat Florida if we could kick.
Oh man!
If we could kick at all, we beat Florida.
Yep.
But that's in or there. But okay, so thank God that ain't the okay. I was about to say because I thought he was still in Australia. Cool. And I like Australian punters.
Jaleel Skinner look good.
Thank you. I actually said on the roll up, I'd like to see Jaleel go like 4 for 4. I think he went 3 for 3.
I remember you said that.
Yeah.
I think he went 3 for 3. I didn't have the stats in front of me, but I think it was important for him to do that, get his confidence up a little bit. And just show
some ability. The way you can line him up, man. He's so athletic.
Right. And man, y'all got to remember, we ain't got a Arroyo. Oh, man. Oh, I like Riley Williams, too.
Oh, Riley Williams. Right. I knew he was a beast, though, in high school. I had watched one of his games. I think they played against IMG. His junior year, man, he just stuck out. He's going to be a great pass catcher. And he can move.
Yeah, I mean, So I guess to put a bow on it, I mean, it is a spring game. I'm going to say me personally, and I'll let y'all boys go. Overall, man, I was pleased. I was much more pleased than last year, for sure.
Yep.
I absolutely liked
Emery Williams. We didn't even bring up Emery Williams. He did look decent for what he did.
Man, look at
He dropped that bomb to Ray. Yeah, man. He dropped that thing right down the middle.
And I he was a kid whose film I watched. Like I say, you throw them stars out the window, now it don't matter no more. None of them, especially to me at quarterback. I definitely don't care at quarterback. You got it or you don't, right? So looks like he could have some tools, man. And they right, he does look like, you know, a grown man out there as far as like his stature.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he doesn't look like, you know, one of these more rail thin kids that need to put on weight. It's like, nah, he just need to maintain his just keep that body composition pretty good. Emery Williams.
Okay, right.
Quarterback.
I like what I saw. That drop, that bomb to Ray Ray was beautiful. But anyways, yeah, general consensus, man. I was just way happier with the team, you know, how it looked in general, especially when I considered several pieces were missing. You know, especially on the defensive line. That was promising, but it made me feel like I can sit with the thought of 8 wins. I think that's very doable now.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, I think 8 is very doable this year.
Improved too. I love the way Guidry lines these players up. Like, you don't know where the blitzes are coming from. You can see it's real multiple. I was real happy to see that as well. And I was happy to see how, like, Jason Taylor coaching. Hey, he's electric, man. Like, he has a lot of personality coaching. Like, you could tell I love coaching. You could tell he loves it, man.
Yeah.
He's in it like for the love of it. For the love of it, man. And yeah,
right.
I agree. I love to see that fast.
Coaching. Like, it was a real bad game.
No doubt. Yeah, so I would just say in general, pleased and positive is how I'm coming. Or I'm feeling coming off of that game. I think the young pieces are showing up and showing us that they can be contributors to us early and some difference makers. So, y'all want to add anything?
No, I agree with everything you just said. It was definitely better than last year. And the one thing that I kept preaching that I wanted to see was consistency, which we did show that, and no injuries. It wasn't no new injuries. So I'm very happy about that. That's probably like my number one overall thing. No new injuries. So we should be good heading into the fall camp.
Yeah, that's always a plus.
Man, look here. Yes, sir. Man, and then, you know, once – so the other element of the spring game, man, and we won't get into too many details probably right now because, unfortunately, my schedule was moved all around, so I wasn't 100% prepared to record today because at first I wasn't going to, then I was, and blah, blah, blah. But anyways, we're here. But the visitor list was impressive in general, and we landed a commitment. 4-star wide receiver Chance Robinson out of St. Thomas Aquinas pledged his commitment. He was a guy that we pretty much saw it coming. Pause. Has been on, you know, on the horizon. A dog. I like him. Gives an opportunity to, like I said, immediately come in, contribute. He spoke on being excited about the new look of the offense. And, you know, he was like, it's so much better than last year. He was like, man, they throwing that rock out there, bro. Like, and that's what you want to do. You want to excite them about those possibilities. And so he did pledge. He pledged to Miami. And yeah, I mean, we had kids from Chicago. We had kids from California. We had hold on, I got a couple of names real quick. We had Aiden Breland, who, you know, one of the top interior defensive linemen in the country out of California. Had four-star Jericho Johnson out of California. And T.A. Cunningham, big body trench bully kids out of Cali that we could definitely use to help bolster this roster. You know, that's going to be Mario's focal point this cycle. And
oh, some of them second, third time on campus already, man, this year.
Probably most impressive too, right? They're making these trips, man. Most impressive would be five-star Justin Scott from Chicago. Bro was there all week.
From Chicago, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, bro was there all week.
Yeah, he was there all week. That was a week long.
And all signs point to he'll be back. So we got an opportunity, man. You know, and I like it because it's a Chicago kid. So I think that's good hunting grounds for us is big city kids. If they have a talent, right? So a Chicago kid is going to enjoy the big city life of a Miami versus some of these more country kids. Uh-huh. They like, they don't want to be around that type of element. So, to my understanding, they made great headway with him. So, you know, things are trending. I think, you know, a lot of the fans are waiting on, when we get these commitments. And it's April, bro. It's April. But I do believe things about to trend our way in a good way. I'd say probably next month. No, I'm gonna go June because we got a lot of June officials that are starting lining up now. We got a lot of June officials that are starting to fall into place. You know, we also talked about there's some crystal balls that also rolled in, and some kids that I know personally. D Rob, you've been high on Ricky Knight.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's a football player right there.
Starting to see crystal balls for him. Is that my phone? That you mute?
No, that was me.
No, the one on the little slide on the left and make it be quiet.
My fault. I'm forgetting y'all can hear.
Oh, everybody texts in. I'm like, yo, what is that?
Damn, my bad. I could be forgetting you could hear that.
Yeah, you good, dog.
Extremely high on Ricky Knight kid, man. Like I was saying, for me, he's definitely borderline.
D-Rod said he could be corner number one.
Cornerback one, yeah, he can be. He can be. He's probably more. He's probably cornerback two, but for me, he's borderline. He could be cornerback one. Mm-hmm. You know, just off what he is, because that kid, man, like I was saying, he won two MVPs. Camp MVPs, yeah. And he's very athletic, like he's very good cover corner. Like I said, he just never camped. And what I was telling Meezy was like, if he has this same accomplishments last year as a sophomore, he would have been a sophomore and mm-hmm. he did all this. Do you think that he would be a three-star right now? I said probably not.
Right.
Yeah, he'll probably be like in the four-star range, almost high five. I mean, not high five star, high four-star, and you got bigger offers. Granted, he has offers. He has really good offers.
His offer list is good.
His offer list is real good. So, you know, that's I'm very happy about that and where that's trending with Ricky Knight.
Well, I think a big part of what you're seeing, man, is our staff doing a great job at early identification, man. This staff is just seems like they're getting on these kids early and being some of these early offers. And the best part about it is we do a great job building and creating relationships. You know, Justin Scott, the five-star, is saying we recruiting him the hardest. It's a five-star kid out of Chicago, and we're doing the best job. That matters. That matters, man. And then he came down and enjoyed himself for a whole damn week. He might have got the Jesus Shuttlesworth down there. Who knows? But this is the kind of building. That's why I put $200. Me and Silk got a bet. Top class in the state again. I'm not at all concerned about my money.
Yeah, I think so too.
I'm not at all. I'm like, bro,
I'm right there
with you. Watch him work. What do you think it means to have three huge defensive linemen in California coming out there to Miami for a spring game? You think that don't mean nothing?
That means a lot, man. That's
are you kidding
that's
me?
That's huge.
They flew across the country to come kick it with their guy Mario, because Mario done known them boys since they was 13, 14 years old.
Yep.
He been at their school. He been kicking it with them. He already got the relationships built. So, top class in the state again. Moving on up. Just going to be doing our thing real soon, man. Another kid they identified. Who's that kid, man? Out of Rhode Island. Denton. Yeah. Everybody's like, Rhode Island? Bro, he's still unranked. But he's got offers.
Yep.
Florida offered. I want to say he even got a Bama offer.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, again, early identification and relationship building. And I think it's going to pay big dividends. So I expect things, because kids are starting to line up. These visits, I think one of the biggest weekends is going to be June. Let me double check. I want to say 23rd. Yeah. June 23rd is probably going to be a big weekend for us. I expect to get a couple of commits out of that one. There's going to be a lot of kids on campus. So that one, I think, is going to be a big weekend for us. What else we got, man? I got to slide. Hate to cut y'all a little short today, but some road work to do.
This week, if y'all want to, I'm going to be at the house.
Yeah, we might do another one, see what's up. Real quick, last piece of news. DVD. DVD is moving on over to FIU. Congratulations, that's my guy. Happy for him. You know, I think it's just, I'm sad for us, because he is a great recruiter, has great relationships. But I think he needed some film, almost to say, so to speak. So he'll be taking this year to go to FIU and, you know, get his coaching chops a little bit more, elevate that. And you know, Adai's deal is up. So, hey, you never know. We may swing the block, come pick him back up.
Yep, for sure. That's the plan.
That's what I say to me. I would imagine that's the plan. It gives him an opportunity to go out there, get him some on-field coaching experience. He only has 1 year, and even that, he was with T-Rob. So, you know, he wasn't like the alpha, the coach
in the room. Yeah,
he was kind of like a coach in training, really. Yeah. So now he gets his own room. He's gonna be able to stand on that and help develop some guys over there at FIU. And then hopefully we just going to swing around the corner and pick our guy back up and, you know, take care of him.
Yeah, I think nothing
against a die, but nothing against a die, but I'm going to always want a Kane on staff. That's valuable.
Most definitely.
Like Highsmith is a valuable addition. People don't realize he does a lot as far as evaluating talent. You know, I don't need you here just because you was a Kane, but if you're going to be a guy like DVD, absolutely, we gotta bring him on home. So that's about all it this week, man. Y'all boys got anything else before we get up out of here?
No, man. Shout out to the fans, man. Thanks for rocking with us.
Same thing. Shout out to the fans. Thank y'all. We appreciate the love and support. Hey, just keep listening, subscribe, you know what I'm saying, to the channel or whatever. So got more content coming, you know.
Yeah, hit us up, man.
Shout out to X. We know X couldn't make it. He had a little situation. We hope, you know, all that's getting taken care of. So, you know, shout out to our brother.
Hit us up too, man. I mentioned on the space the other day, You know, we for us, by us, we're very fan driven. If there's some players you'd like to try to get on, former players, holler at us, man. We do have a few connections in that department. So we'll see what we can do. Because once you get to know one, bro, that's what you need to gateway. So I got Corey. I got your Corey Harris number now, so I can work a few things for us now, man.
And another thing is, shout out to also with DVD, also to Brandon Harris. We now have two former players that are actually cornerback coaching in college in the state of Florida. That's, that's dope. In the state of Florida, so that's real dope, man. That's real dope.
And then his brother, and then his big brother is a running back coach.
Your big brother's running back coach,
All right.
See, former Kane, that counts. Because a lot of people don't know his brother owned records at Miami in the 800 meter. Yeah, Tim was like that at the time, man. All right, man. Hey, appreciate y'all. We out, man. One.
We gonna let the band deal with this. 26 degrees.